Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR. Oh, Andrew. Andrew. That is the breaking news siren. It's good news and it's bad news. The bad news is Marcus Davenport is out for the year. The good news is that's your adopted UDFA son's music. So your initial thoughts on Granderson being out?
Yeah, well, Granderson is not out. Are you kidding? I would be devastated.
Oh, not Granderson.
It would be horrible. It would be the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
But thank God it's just Davenport. I mean, no, it's big. You know, this defensive line starts with Cam Jordan. And, you know, obviously he's the big piece of the puzzle. But, you know, I think on two levels it's hard. First of all, you're missing a player that was very productive for the Saints this year and really has become a well-rounded player that does well in a lot of different situations. And secondly, what it means for him big picture. You know, now we're 2 years in with a guy you've given up two first round picks for, and now you don't have a ton to show for it. And he's had now two season ending injuries. So that's going to be a concern, I think, going into year three.
Well, he had six sacks. I mean, it wasn't like, I wouldn't say he's a bust, but he's definitely somewhere
in
that.
It's not so much that he's a bust, but it's like, at what point does the injury prone label get pegged onto him? And, you know, I mean, here's the thing, Ralph. If you told me right now Marcus Davenport would have a Teron Armstead-esque career, you know, certainly what Teron Armstead has become as a third-round pick is a win. And what he's been able to do when he's been on the field has been great. But would you feel the same way about Teron Armstead if the Saints had given up two first-round picks to get him?
No. It'd be.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. I mean, but again, I would say you wouldn't label that a bust like some people on Twitter are wanting to do with him. I would say you'd lean it in like a disappointment because you wouldn't say, oh, Davenport he couldn't play. It was a complete waste of a pick. You'd just be like, man, football. Sometimes guys just can't stay healthy,
but you can't predict that. But I think it's a double whammy in the sense that that's kind of how I view Andres Pete is a disappointment. Like they picked the guy and he was kind of okay and he made a Pro Bowl and, you know, he got injured a lot and he didn't survive his rookie deal, or I don't think he will with the Saints. And Davenport, it's like the front offense went all in with him. They gave up another first round pick. So when you give up two firsts, I just feel like the guy better be transcending. You know, the guy
pay that man his money.
A superstar, decade defining type talent. And that, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's how good you have to be. That's the pressure that's put on you. That's what the organization says they believe you are when they give up two first round picks for you. And so, you know, that's kind of where I land with him. And anyway, you know, I think more immediately, the question really is what becomes of the Saints this year. And, you know, there's not a great answer now. And Trey Hendrickson is obviously going to have to play more. And, you know, I would say, hey, this is an opportunity for Sheldon Rankins to play more and Onyemata to play more. And maybe you kick those guys out some. But the reality is Rankins is hurt too. And there's some reports out there that he may be missing some time. And if that's the case, you know, I don't know that Rankins was ever really a guy that had a big impact on the season anyway. But all of a sudden, that means more snaps for Shai Tuttle.
Yeah.
Means more snaps for Onyemata. And so you're starting to get pretty thin there. You're starting to rely on Trey Hendrickson more. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, listen. We won't get into the Rankins rumors because we don't. The media that's reporting bad news for him, we don't trust them. We won't name names, but we don't like. We're going to wait on Rankins. The thing is, and we said it all summer, is and into the year, the thing that makes the Saints defense, the thing that can make it go from either good enough to good to, oh my God, they can carry this team to a Super Bowl. Davenport needed to be an 8 to 12 sack guy. And he had 6, and he was coming along. And I think if he would have got some injury luck, he'd be what we wanted him to be. And their defensive line would be amazing. But he's not, so they're not. You know, the thing is, Andrew, the thing that's concerning is I think Sunday showed it is if their pass rush isn't cooking, their secondary isn't good enough. And when you take Davenport out, it makes me even more worried.
Yeah, I saw some tweet. I think it was a Blog and Gold or one of those, or Black and Gold review or – I don't know. What's those guys' names again?
Black and Gold Review, yeah.
Yeah. They made the joke that, you know, week 3, Drew Brees is injured and he's out, but everybody else is healthy, and now it's Drew Brees is healthy and everybody else is hurt. And that made me chuckle, but it does feel like that a little bit. Look, at least he looked awesome against the 49ers, and we may get to a point here where he's got to throw on a cape and just save us. But as long as he's the quarterback and as long as Sean Payton's calling the plays, I stand firm that you have a chance in any game.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
I mean, it's not panic time. I mean, it's panic time a little, but I just think, you know, you got 3 more weeks. Other teams are going to have injuries too. The 49ers, they lost their starting center in the Saints game. You know,
they
you're
lost
just gonna,
Richard Sherman, yeah.
Yeah, and it just, you just have to see. You know, I would say the past 2 years, the Saints have been pretty fortunate with the injuries. Now, 2017 was the nightmare, right? They had to retire. They lost Armstead for 4 weeks to start the season. Bro had his leg fall off. Streif got injured the first week. Pete broke his ankle. Every linebacker they had by the playoffs was hurt. You know, so they had bad injury luck. I mean, they had so many injuries. They were the only team in the top 10 of most NFL injuries that made the playoffs in 2017. In 2018 and 2019, it sort of swung back, and they haven't been as bad. And Marcus Davenport, I would argue, Andrew, is the first guy that they've got injured that isn't going to be back. So, you know, overall, I would say 2019's been on the decent side for injuries.
Well, Anzalone's the one guy that, you know, and obviously they miss him now that Alonzo... Yeah. Now that Kiko Alonso and AJ Klein are out, you know, you're feeling that injury a little bit more.
Yep.
So, Yeah, they're going to need some of these guys back. Look, now it's starting to get incremental. Like, it's starting to get to the point where if Rankins is out and they're still missing both linebackers and they're missing Davenport too, I mean, you start to ask yourself the question, well, do they have anything left? At some point, it becomes too much. And so, certainly on defense, you're starting to feel it. Yeah. Look, the next man up, it only works so many times before you reach a breaking point. And I think the Saints are close on that side of the ball. But again, I feel like you got to take that a week at a time. These linebackers will come back. They're not on IR, and so the implication there is that they're not out for the season. So you just have to survive a week at a time, survive in advance. And we always talk about this. You know, find a way to win the game and survive to the next week. It's not about style points. It's not about how you look, especially this time of year. You're just trying to get wins any way you can.
If Carl Granderson, your adopted UDFA son, if he has more than one sack in the playoffs, will it be your proudest moment as a Saints blogger slash analyst slash comedian?
Oh, it would supersede the Super Bowl win in terms of grandiosity.
I want Granderson to make a bunch of plays. He doesn't even need to make a ton, just like one a week from now
on. Just one, yeah.
Because the comedy and just the excitement of Andrew on his text messages in our group text will be amazing, and it will lead off every podcast, every Monday night from here on out.
Well, my favorite thing is that your adopted son is Zigbo. It is basically on the same playing field as Little Jordan Humphrey. Little Jordan Humphrey's played in games, and Azigbo is still on even terms with them. That's the beauty.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know where he is. We lost touch. He didn't reach out and come home for Thanksgiving. So I've lost touch with him. You know, sad family problems.
Yeah,
so,
but no, I mean, Davenport though. You know, you hate to see it. You really wanted him to ascend and be that 10 sack guy this year. That's what I
And
was
also too
on.
One last thing on Davenport before we get out of here. I worry about him also. He was really good against the run. Like, he's just hard to move out of there, and he did a really good job for the most part against the run. And I don't think Hendrickson, even if people think that he's a better passer, but he's not. He can give you something a passer's wise. I worry that he cannot give you close to what Davenport gave you run defense wise. So that's a worry going for. I mean, it's just a worry. You just have to see, and it'll be a good test. The Colts, man, they like to run the ball, so we'll see. Oh, by the way, the preview me and Andrew recorded, it was before the Davenport injury, so you can enjoy that. But guys, before we get out of here, this one is free because of Manscaped. Go, but also MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag. Use the code CHAIR, and you get 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. You put in $200, they give you $200 to play with. So they have the safest, most comprehensive online gambling site. You can be like me and gamble on English Premier League soccer. You can do teaser. You can bet multiple sports parlays. You can bet in-game. You can bet fantasy. You can bet fantasy points. It's amazing. You should do it. Go to MyBookie. Use the code CHAIR and get 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie.ag. You play. You win. You get paid. Terms and conditions apply. All right, everybody. This has been a breaking news podcast.
Hold on, Ralph. One last thing I'll say just on this topic. Which is kind of the silver lining, I guess, is the Saints have had a heavy rotation all year, and they're not going to be able to replace Davenport pound for pound. They're going to have to mix and match. You know, there's things that Mario Edwards can do, there's things that Hendrickson can do, and they're going to have to shuffle those guys out. But the good news is they've had a heavy rotation. These guys have played all year, so it's not like you're throwing in a guy that's done nothing and it's forced into a big role. These guys will have to combine together to try to make up for some of the loss.
No, and we'll like you say, we'll take it one week at a time. We'll evaluate it on Tuesday after the game. Everybody, go to Tracy's on Saturday, 7 p.m.
My wife.
We'll be handing out T-shirts and prizes. We will see you there. Thanks for joining us.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.